Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. We're going to throw the door wide open. And you can jump in the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what, Rosie?
How about them Sun Devils?
How about them Sun Devils?
Golly.
God, they don't.
Man.
That means I can't believe.
Number one, Pac-12 South Division. That's just awesome.
18th in the nation, too.
I'm just tickled to death to see them performing like that. It's just so ironic. Their only loss of the year was their team that's last place, South Division, Pac-12.
Ouch.
That's college football.
Don't bring that up to Don.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Go Sun Devils. And the Wildcats are playing the USC Trojans, so certainly hope they mop the field with those guys. Let's go,
any day
Arizona
the Trojans
teams.
Go down's a good day.
That's right. That's right. Romy, I still think you should sign up for this Henry Wickenburg lookalike contest.
You know what I'm actually signing up for right now?
I think you should sign up for this.
The Tucson Citizen Water Academy registration. I'll tell you about this. I just stumbled across phenomenal resource.
Well, Wickenburg is having a party Saturday, November 23rd, and it's Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday. And we're going to actually be out there broadcasting live, taking advantage of all the fun. They've got old-fashioned kid games, Native American dancers, food trucks, a beer garden, antique car show, Western dance, a vintage flea market and craft fair. That's all November 3rd weekend, November 23rd weekend. So we'd love to see y'all out there. We don't make quite as many public appearances as we used to. But this is one I'm not going to miss. And we'd love to see y'all drive up to Wickenburg and join us. And let's all cheer Romy on in the Henry Wickenburg lookalike contest. Hey, before we go on, I have a little catching up to do. I got a couple emails wanting to know who was that home warranty company we trash talked last week.
You can go look that up. Just type in home warranty to ktar.com and you can find it yourself. We're not.
Well, I just want to make it perfectly clear. I wasn't trash talking one home warranty company. Mark Brnovich is suing one home warranty company. At Rosie on the House, we trash talk all home warranty companies.
We had a caller.
We're not a fan. We are not a fan of the home warranty.
We had a caller last hour wanting to know the name, so I looked it up for him, but it's just right there on the main page. Just Google it.
Actually being sued by our own Mark Brnovich because of
two
unmet promises. And if you want to find out why we don't like home warranties, go listen to last week's podcast. But I just wanted to set the record
straight. Read that article about why they're getting sued.
I just wanted to set the record straight. We weren't trash-talking one company. We were trash-talking the whole industry.
Did you see the Facebook question that came in for you this week? They wanted.
I don't go on Facebook very much.
Roman, they wanted a contractor in California.
I did see that.
That's not so unusual, though, because you do travel the country talking to remodelers.
Well, 3 weeks ago, a guy wanted to know what foundation repair recommendations I could make to his house in New York.
I hope you said you couldn't.
He sent pictures, and I talked to him. Yeah. I said, well, here's what you're going to need to do. But this woman's children live in Crestline, California.
So, and that's Sherry, and she's actually listening this morning. Would you like to know what she's doing?
I don't know, would I?
She's making a cherry pie and a pumpkin pie while she listens.
Ooh.
Bring it over.
Yeah,
ooh.
Bring it on over. And you know what would be fun, Romy, if people would put on Facebook what they're doing while they're listening. We know that most people are out and about on Saturday mornings. So if you wanted to hit our Facebook page with a picture of what you're doing while you listen, we'd love to see it.
I don't want anybody taking a selfie as you're driving down to Ace Hardware. Okay.
Or you could do Twitter as well.
Okay. But she wanted to know I think it was a roofing question. She couldn't get a roofer out to her son's home.
Yeah, new roof with insulation in the attic is what she's
in Crestline, California. So I just punched in Crestline, California, see where it was. It's on the far east side of L.A. I know 20 remodelers in the L.A. basin. Let her know. I'll call them, and we'll try and find somebody.
Okay.
Because that's just what we do. Because I want to be her best friend. She lives in Arizona. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And this is the hour for all of our best friends to call us and ask what their question is for their house, home, castle, or cabin. We are watching our text at 411-923. We have an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com, or you can call us here at 888-767-4348 and ask your question. We're right here waiting on you.
And I tell y'all what, we talked a little bit last week as well about remodeling projects for the holidays. If you're thinking you'd like a remodeling job done by the holidays, you better call the next day or two, okay? Just, I think, Thursday, we signed up a kitchen remodel with Miss Terry. And our schedule says we're finishing it the day before Thanksgiving. So we'll have Kane in there cleaning up on Wednesday night so that she can have her whole new kitchen for first thing Thanksgiving morning.
Oh, boy.
But don't wait another couple
one
weeks.
One more thing to be thankful for.
And say you've got a project you want us to get done by Christmas, because we're running out of time. We don't do anything without going through and making drawings, picking out all the selections, getting a building permit, and doing it all completely above board. So we need a little bit of time to get all that done.
As phone calls are coming in, did you see that Frank Lloyd Wright's home sold? It had been listed.
The one off Camelback?
The one that he designed. It went up for auction, the one at 36th Street and Lincoln Drive.
Oh, no. I thought the one that they've turned into that community center.
No, that one's still up for sale on Camelback. This one's on 32nd and Drive. It went on auction, and it was actually pretty good deal, $1.7 million. Not to take away
that
from
lot,
Frank Lloyd Wright, but the lot, that's what
that
I was going to say.
That lot is worth a million. It's on a beautiful lot. No, so, I do know that home.
Yeah, and there is something about, and it's a circular home, and there is something about that circular home that the more I look at them and think through functioning and living in them, it is a very, my perfect home is going to be a circular home, dome style. There's going to be a lot more architectural features on it, so it doesn't look like a big egg like some of the dome style homes. I don't like that. But just the function and the usability, and you're not air conditioning and cooling these long corridors and hallways and individual rooms. The efficiency of maintaining that that quality control is a lot easier in a circular home. So anyway, congratulations to whoever now owns the last.
That was a pretty good buy.
Yeah.
That was that house has to be about 4,500 square feet, doesn't it?
It was the last home he designed. Yeah, and it is, how many square feet did you say?
About 4,500.
It's not in this article.
Oh.
But when it went for sale, it was listed, and I don't think it was that much.
It wasn't?
No, I think it was more in the mid-threes.
Okay.
If you got $21 million, you can buy a Paradise Valley estate that just went on the market. If it sells for that, it will be the highest home ever sold in Arizona.
Oh, really?
5-acre property, 12 bathrooms. Do you need 12 bathrooms?
Some days.
Depends on who's over for Thanksgiving. Sunken tennis court, basketball court, soccer field, 75-foot lap pool.
When you and Remy come over, we need 12 bathrooms. And the whole oleander hedge in the backyard.
Yeah, all you need is the oleander hedge. We're fine there. We also have something. We've been talking water all month long at Rosie on the House. And water recycling water, reuse water responsibility has been a big topic, and we've got an interview coming up in the next segment with the City of Phoenix about a technology they have in reducing the water demand that lawns require.
Now, this is cool. This is cool.
Last hour, in our On the House hour, we had Arizona Pool Water Recycling, and according to a text message Steve sent me, there he got a number of people texting about the service, so that's good. One more way to save water. But I randomly just stumbled upon this.
Randomly stumbled upon
in an article I was
reading. Why am I nervous now?
The Tucson Citizen Water Academy. And it's I had a brief look. It's a joint effort between the Tucson Water Water Department, the Pima County Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department, University of Arizona Water and Energy Sustainable Technology, and they've got this incredible academy they put together. That they had you get to go on tours of Tres Rios Reclamation Facility, which is not the Tres Rios River intersection in Avondale. This is in Pima County, of the Sweetwater Wetlands and the UA West Center. So I'm adding that to our to-do. I signed up for the academy. It's twice a year.
Oh, cool.
They only take 30 applicants, so it'll be a while before I get through the course and bring that. But Tucson is very neat in its water resource because of its location, where Phoenix, you've got the benefits of the CAP, but also you have Salt and Verde and Gila River, where in Tucson you've only got the Santa Cruz, and there's more reliant on ground and CAP water than and so their responsibility to be smart and recycle and save every drop is a higher demand. So they've got a pretty developed water treatment
That's cool.
establishment in Tucson.